This program is sponsored by Deliverance Christian Fellowship Church of Monroe, North Carolina.
Good Sunday morning to you, and welcome to the Rise Again Deliverance Broadcast with Bishop Elroy Ben, Senior Pastor of Deliverance Christian Fellowship. We are so glad that you took the time to join us today. Now, at the end of our program, we will tell you more about our church. Psalms 119:130 says, "The entrance of thy word giveth light, and it giveth understanding to the simple." Now let us join our service already in progress and receive that word and receive that light. God bless you.
God bless you and happy resurrection morning to you. This is Bishop Elroy Ben of the Deliverance Christian Fellowship Church, located at 4802 Lancaster Highway, Monroe, North Carolina. So glad to be with you on this morning, on this resurrection morning. Hey, I came by to tell you live and direct that the tomb is empty and Jesus is alive. Did you hear what I say? The tomb is empty and Jesus is alive. That's what Easter is all about. During the course of the week, we have been talking a lot about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. The gospel is truly the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And during the course of this week, much attention has been given to the death and the crucifixion. But this morning, this Easter Sunday morning, I want to let you know that the tomb is empty and Jesus is alive. One songwriter said, "Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foe. He arose the victor of the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose." Again, Bishop Elroy Ben, Deliverance Christian Fellowship Church. And you will hear much of our ministry during the course of the break. But let me take you to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1. And I want to read a few verses there with you as Luke the writer comments about the resurrection of Jesus. Hear what he says in verse 3 of chapter 1. "To whom also he," meaning Jesus, "showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, 'You have heard of me.' And John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." This is Jesus' parting words with his disciples. He had gone out on the Mount Olive with about 500 witnesses, and he leaves his parting words with them. And these words, he said, the Bible said, as he encouraged them, first of all, he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. He showed himself alive. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, there is only one person in this world and in history from the beginning of time till now who can boast of the fact that he was seen alive after his passion. His passion meaning his suffering and his death. Yes, he was seen alive. My God, do you hear what I say? For 40 days after he was alive, he stayed with his disciples. He ministered to them, the Bible said, and he showed himself with various infallible proofs, meaning proofs that cannot be denied. I know the Bible did not document all of these proofs, as it said here, but let's take it for one example. The Bible lets us know that two men were going up to Emmaus, and they were conversing as to his death and his burial. And suddenly, Jesus joined himself to the crowd, to the group of those two, and spoke to them, sharing with them, because they were baffled. They were confused that this Messiah that they had looked and heard about and even seen, he was now dead. But he did tell them that he will rise after 3 days. And so here it is. He's speaking with them and opens up the gospel, opens up the scriptures to them. And then he break bread before them. And they immediately, the Bible said, their eyes were open. So yes, he was seen alive. Again, Mary, as she waited at the garden, the Bible said she saw someone who she felt it was the gardener. And as she approached him and he spoke with her, my God, she was saying, if you are the gardener, just show me where you have laid him. But Jesus looks to her all of a sudden and says, Mary. And the minute she heard that voice, she knew it was the voice of her Savior. She knew that voice because she had been in his presence for many a time, and so she recognized that voice. Mary saw him. And also those, as I said before, those two disciples saw him. And here it is, the Bible lets us know about 500 or so was on the mount there where he went up. And I'll go into that a bit more. But they also testified that he is alive. And the Bible said, being seen of them 40 days. Did you hear what I say, my brother? Did you hear what you say, my sister? For 40 days, 40 days. Yes, he was seen after his resurrection. He even walked through one of the rooms that the disciples were gathered for fear of the Jews. After he was crucified, probably they thought that the Jews and the high priest will come to get them, seeing that they had gotten their leader. So they were scared. Yes, they were scared. They were in that place, frightened and wanting to know what next. And here comes Jesus, just walking through the walls, so to speak, enters into the room and shows him his hands that were pierced, his feet that were pierced, and his side also that was pierced. I tell you, this is good news. I know CNN would not flash this news this morning. Fox would not flash this news this morning. Neither NBC, but you're hearing it on 100.9 FM through this broadcaster this morning, telling you Jesus is alive, and he is alive and alive forevermore. That makes him in a category all by himself. No other deity, no other leader of religion, no other leader of any movement has this testimony. Again, that the Bible said he was seen for 40 days after, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom. So look at this. This is beautiful. He was seen. Okay, he was alive. And not only, how do we know he was alive? He spoke with them. Look at it. The Bible said, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom. He was still teaching. He was still revealing truths to those that was assembled even after he died. He spoke. Yes, he spoke. And I mean, no, a dead man can't speak. A dead man cannot converse. A dead man cannot communicate. When you're dead, you're dead. But the Bible said that 40 days after, he spoke to them. He interacted with them. He communed with them so that they realize he was alive. Added to that, the Bible also lets us know of the time that he was seen on the He was seen on the sea, on the Sea of Galilee. He was seen on the shore, and he was preparing a meal for them, because when he revealed himself to them, the Bible said he even ate with them fish. My God, hallelujah, he ate with them. So it tells us that he is alive, he is seen, he spoke, he ate, he walked, and he interacted. Don't let anybody tell you we serve a dead Jesus. I came by on this Resurrection Sunday morning just to tell you that he is alive, and he is alive forevermore. The Bible said he's now seated on the right hand of God the Father. He's seated there. So not only was he alive, but I want to let you know also, he had victory over the grave. Yes, victory over the grave. The Bible tells us that on that Easter Sunday morning, when the woman came with spices to anoint the body of Jesus, they came prepared, because that was what they did in times of old, to anoint the burial so that it can last and be embalmed with spices. But when they got there, they found the tomb was empty. Woo, I feel to praise God right there. She found the tomb empty. And when she looked in, she saw two angels sitting there. My God, one at the head, one at the feet. And they looked at her and said, why stand ye gazing? And you seeking the living among the dead? He's not here, but he is risen. He had victory over the grave, because the Bible lets us know in the early Sunday morning, the angels came and rolled away the stone so that Jesus could come out triumphantly. I'm telling you, he came out. He was alive. He had victory over the grave. How do I know that? Again, I got to go back to Scripture, because Scripture always backs itself up. Hear what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Hear what he says in verse 4 of 1 Corinthians 15. And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. But look, more information that you need to get a hold of. And that he was seen of Cephas, meaning Peter, and he was seen of the 12. Now, when we say the 12 there, there's reference in the 12 disciples, but we know Judas went and hung himself. So when he said the 12, he's talking in general of those that would have been his disciples. So he was seen of Cephas, seen of the 12. After that, he was seen of about 500 brethren at once. 500 saw him at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me as one born out of due time. Glory to God. Are you all excited this morning on this Easter Sunday morning when you hear such news? He was seen of Cephas. He was seen of the 12. He was seen of the apostles. He was seen of 500. He was seen by James. And Paul now says he was seen of me. Yes, I saw him. What Paul is referring to, that when he was apprehended on the day that he was apprehended in Acts chapter 9, he heard a voice from heaven saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And when he looked up, he said, I saw him. I saw the one that I persecuted. I saw the one that I killed and jailed others for, because he spoke to me and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Yes, he is alive. Let me take a break right now and just give you a break and let my announcer come in and give you some information about our ministry.
We are taking a break in our program to tell you a little more about our ministry. Feel free to visit our website at www.dcfministry.com, where you'll find our mission and vision, the order of our service, and our community outreach programs. You'll also find a way to sow into our ministry. Now let us go back to Bishop Elroy Ben and the service already in progress.
Glad that you received those instructions. Thank you for my announcer letting you know where we are. But I want to personally invite you this morning to come and be with me as I share more of this great news on this morning in our 11 o'clock service, 4802 Lancaster Highway, Monroe, North Carolina. Again, your host, Bishop Elroy Ben. And before the break, I was just sharing with you the good news. As I said, you wouldn't hear this on CNN and Fox, but I have good news for you. The gospel is good news. And the good news is Jesus is alive and the tomb is empty. Prior to the break, I shared with you Acts chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, where it is said that Jesus was seen. He was seen for 40 days after his passion. 40 days after he rose from the dead, he was there communicating with his disciples. And I took you to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where Paul lets us know that he was buried, but he rose again. He rose again 3 days, after 3 days. Jesus did say, while he was with his disciples, he said, just as Jonah was in the fish belly, or some writers say, just as he was in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be in the earth for three days and three nights. So prophecy was fulfilled. Let me say that again. Prophecy was fulfilled because Jonah's account there was quoted, and Jesus was saying, hey, just as that happened with Jonah, even so it would happen with me. Many did not believe him. As a matter of fact, at one time, they're looking at the temple and somebody is so enthralled with the structure of the temple and how beautiful the temple was. And Jesus looks at it and he says, this temple shall be destroyed, but in 3 days it will be rebuilt. What he was referring to, not brick and stone, not the temple that he was looking at, but it was a metaphor for his own death and burial and resurrection. And so the glory of the temple was manifested before the people. But he was saying, hey, this what I'm about to do is more glorious than that, because I will destroy, I will have this temple, my body, destroyed going into the grave. But 3 days after, he will rise again. So prophecy was fulfilled. The word that Jesus himself was fulfilled because he got out of that tomb. The Bible lets us know, if the spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he shall also quicken your mortal body. If that same spirit, that spirit that energized and brought life back into that body that was in the tomb, he said, if that spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he shall quicken you. He shall bring you alive. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. He shall bring you alive. Let me say this, and I know it will be controversial, but I'm going to say it anyhow. If you don't know Jesus, you're just existing. You are a living dead. You are a walking dead, meaning you are dead in your trespasses and in sin. Yes, your faculties might be alive, but your spirit man is dead to righteousness and dead to the things of God. But that's why the writer said, but if the Spirit, glory to God, that raised Christ from the dead, that Holy Spirit comes and dwell in you, He shall quicken, he shall bring your spirit man alive to the things of God, alive to the relationship with God, and alive to having a fellowship with God through Jesus Christ, his son. So he overcame death, he overcame grave, and finally, glory to God, on this Resurrection Sunday, what did he do? Beside having victory over death and victory over the grave, he had victory over the enemy. He had victory over Satan. Yes, let me say it like that. He had victory over Satan. Remember, when Adam and Eve sinned, they brought guilt and condemnation and sin into the world. And so they sold humanity into sin and brought us under the domain and clutches of the enemy. Satan, glory to God, I would have been the one that had our lives in grip. He had my life in grip, and I know he had your life in grip. And if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, he still reigns or have dominion over you. But with Jesus in our lives, once we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, this risen Savior, once he is alive in us, we can declare, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So he came, and when he rose from the dead, he broke that chain. He broke that dominion that Satan had over you. So once Christ is in your life now, the resurrected Christ, you can say no to the devil. Did you hear what I said? Woo! That's good news right there. You can say no to the devil. Before you get saved, before Jesus takes a hold of your life, when the devil say jump, you used to ask him how high. When he say run, you say how fast. Why? Because you were under his clutches. But once Jesus, this resurrected Savior, is living on the inside of you, when the devil comes with all his temptations, with all his tricks, with all his trials, you can say no to the devil and yes to God. That's why the Bible said in 1 John 3:8, for this purpose was the Son of Man manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So that when Jesus died, rose again from the dead, that in its essence is the destruction of Satan and his grip, his hold over humanity. No wonder Jesus said, who the Son set free, is free indeed. I'm so glad I'm free. I'm so glad I'm free. Yes, I'm free from the penalty of sin. I'm free from the punishment of sin. And one great day when Jesus comes again, I'll be free totally from the presence of sin. And that's why I'm inviting you today to be a part of this glorious Easter Sunday morning, to have the resurrected Savior living on the inside. How do I know Satan was defeated? Finally, let me read this scripture with you, and this cements it for me. Colossians chapter 2, reading from verse 15, it says, 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, blotting out all the condemnation and the legality that was against us, which was contrary to us, that did not allow us to live victoriously, he took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Oh, glory to God. He nailed it to the cross. And look at it. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Hallelujah. Making an open, triumphant a manifestation of his power over death, his power over the grave, and his power over Satan. The Bible said, my God, look at it. He took it out on the cross and spoiled principalities and powers. That means every demonic force, every demonic attack, every agent of the devil. Hallelujah. The devil and all his cohorts was whipped, glory to God, was annihilated, glory to God. His power was abated over you and me because Jesus rose from the dead. Did you hear what I say? He rose from the dead. So if you hear excitement in my voice, brother, if you hear excitement in my voice, sister, I'm rejoicing for the triumph of my Savior. He triumphed over death. He triumphed over the grave, and he triumphed over Satan. And so when he triumphed, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And it's that delegated power that he now gives to me and you and us as his children. He gave us delegated power, power through the blood that was shed, power through his word that was spoken, glory to God, and most of all, power through his name. For God hath highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So now you can come in his name. Now you can pray in his name. Now you can breathe healing in his name. Let me pray with you right now. I invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior this morning. Let the resurrected Jesus come into your life right where you are. You can say, oh God, come into my life. Thank you for sending Jesus. I confess my sin before him, and now I yield my life to you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you made that prayer, God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Again, I invite you to come by and be with me on this morning. Deliverance Christian Fellowship, 4802 Lancaster Highway, Monroe, North Carolina. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Have a beautiful, fantabulous Easter. Glory to God. Hey, have a fantabulous, beautiful Easter. Remember, Easter is not about the bunny rabbit. Easter is not about the Easter egg. It's about Jesus Christ, who came, died, rose again, and he is coming back again. For he said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I tell you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I shall come again to receive you unto myself. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to Rise Again Radio Broadcast with Bishop Elroy Ben, Senior Pastor of Deliverance Christian Fellowship. We hope you have been blessed and encouraged by the Word of God. Please feel free to join us this morning for a powerful worship experience at 4802 Lancaster Highway, Monroe, North Carolina, at 11 a.m. Or join us live on Facebook or YouTube for the service at Deliverance Christian Fellowship. If you would like to know more about our ministry, please visit our website at www.dcfministry.com or give us a call at 704-709-7157. I'll say that again, 704-709-7157. Again, thank you for tuning in to the Rise Again Radio Broadcast with Senior Pastor Bishop Elroy Ben. Until we meet again on Sunday at 6 a.m. on Praise 100.9 FM Radio. God bless you.
This program is sponsored by Deliverance Christian Fellowship Church of Monroe, North Carolina.